The first conference and exhibition by Iran's naval forces, the IRIN, has been held in the city of Noshahr, north of Iran. The aim of the event was to discuss Iran's recent advancements in its naval capabilities and the importance of a strong advanced Navy's benefits to the safety of Iran's military.
40% of world's imports and exports occur in the Gulf of Aden, so keeping them safe is our main priority.
Since the Islamic Revolution of 34 years ago, despite several U.S. sanctions against Iran to purchase technological products and avionics, Iran has made great achievements in its defense sector and attained self-sufficiency in producing essential military equipment and defense systems.
Iran has also sent another destroyer to protect the Indian Ocean and keep that territory from being invaded by terrorists.
In attendance was also the Speaker of Iran's Parliament, Ali Larijani, who shed light on the recent U.S. war rhetoric against Syria based on accusations that the government in Damascus used chemical weapons against its people on August 21st, which the government categorically denies.
Iran will not accept any form of state-backed terrorism, just like the U.S. triggered Israel to attack Hezbollah in Lebanon during the 33-day war and lost. This time, if the U.S. attacks, the aftermath of the catastrophe and its consequences will be deeper. The U.S.'s role in this was to supply weapons to the terrorists and have them fight the government, hoping Syria would get wiped out.
According to Rear Admiral Sayari, Iran's Navy today is self-sufficient, using domestically built and designed state-of-the-art equipments.
Iranian Navy officials have explained that the Islamic Republic of Iran is always looking to strengthen and advance its military powers. However, Iran is a country that has never threatened or imposed war against another state. At the same time, the Islamic Republic of Iran is ready to defend itself against any threat from any country at any time. Reporting for Press TV, Amir Hussein Iskandar from the city of Noshahr, north of Iran.